为什么众生会陷在生死轮回之中，无法超脱出来呢？这是因为他们有贪嗔痴烦恼的缘故，才使他们被困在生死轮回之中。因为有贪爱，所以他们执着感官享受、生命等等，渴望得到更多的感官享受、更长的生命等等。因为有嗔恨，所以他们厌恶贫穷、痛苦、指责、诽谤等等，渴望得到富有、快乐、称赞、名誉等等。因为有愚痴，所以他们将不清净的看成是清净的，将苦看成乐，将无我看成我，将虚假看成真实。由于这些邪恶不善法，因此愚痴的人喜欢做那些不如法的事情，例如违犯戒律、感官享受、善心杂话及各种坏习惯。愚痴的人是欺善、虚伪、叛逆、傲慢、空虚不实、爱慕虚荣、出言恶语、爱说废话、不守护根门、饮食不节制、不致力于保持醒觉、丝毫没有独处静修的意愿、不尊重戒律、生活奢侈、懈怠放逸、带领他人趋向堕落、疏忽而不能闲居静处、懒散怠惰、精神不振、没有正念与明觉、不摄念专注、心神散乱、缺乏智慧的人。从无量劫以来，愚痴的人就沉迷于贪嗔痴的魅力，他们就是贪嗔痴的化身，而且那些恶劣素质已经成为他们的性格、习惯与内心倾向。这就是为何他们无法从生死轮回中解脱，必须遭受重苦折磨，以及会施加许多痛苦给别人的原因。
If you do not want to remain as a fool, and you wish to be free from all suffering, you should live in order to be Buddha's teaching. You should first fulfill the training of Bhagavad Buddha. As a monk or nun, you should keep the body of a robe laid down by the Buddha without fail. Intuitivity of Bhagavad is the very basic thing that must be fulfilled by all Buddhas.Because it is the foundation of all wholesome life. If a person does not have the intuition of virtue, he can never attain higher state.
如果不想再做愚痴的人，以及想要解脱一切痛苦，你就必须依照佛陀的教导来生活。首先必须持戒精进，作为比丘或比丘尼，你必须切实地遵守佛陀所制定的别解脱戒，也就是比丘戒或比丘尼戒。持戒清净是所有佛教徒都必须履行的最基本任务，因为它是一切善法的基础。持戒不清净的人绝不可能证得高的成就。
You should then got your sense pathology as stated in the Kanagamulana Sutta. The Arika Vijaya Sutta of Sanatya Vijaya is the Vidhavi Mega Shabdhava. Only a visible object of the eye, a bedroom should not appreciate the type of woman or man. Or any type that is a visit for the family, such as the type of beauty, etc.He serves as for his reality. He does not appreciate any aspect like that he who my left jaw setback, which has acquired the name Panipura. Because of this Panipura, I gain the kindness. Because of this breaking name, manifest nature. He only appreciates what is really there.
然后必须守护六根之门，正如本经《篆注师墨严经》及《相应部燃火之教经》中所提到的，当眼睛看到怪物时，比丘不应该去分辨那是男人像或女人像，或任何会引发烦恼的像，例如美丽的像等等。他只是单纯地知道最初所见的影像，如此而已。他也不去分辨任何细部特征，如手、脚、微笑、大笑、说话等等。这些称为细部特征，因为他们能凸显自己，以及能够从各个方面引发烦恼。比丘应当只认知实际看到的情况而已。
In terms of the faculty of mind, visual God is against all unwholesome thoughts. Visual God is not saying them which is useless, even though you think. For the 100 years, you may not have a desire to temptation, not to make it inside of the banana.But when meditating, it is wise to put other things aside, just concentrate on the meditating subject. To concentrate the mind on the meditating subject, either to matter or vipassana, is to guard the faculty of mind. This is Indriya Samvara Sila.
至于守护一根，你应该防范一切不善的念头，不应该想任何没有利益的事情。即使你想了100年，也不可能因此而达到更高的定力，更不用说观智或涅槃。所以在禅修时，明智之举是将所有事情暂时抛在一边，一心只专注于禅修的所缘目标。无论你所修的是止禅或观禅，专注于禅修的业处就是守护一根，这就是根律一戒。如果要将根律一戒持守得清净，你就必须修行止禅或观禅。
And we fulfill the training of Bhagavad Gita, we shall fulfill the training of concentration, which is what you are trying now. The purpose of developing concentration is to separate the concentration of physical desire, ill will, sloth, and dogma, restlessness and remorse, and doubt. And thus purify the mind, making the mind pliable, forgiving, and upright.They make the adaptive concentration as bigger. The mind which has been unified and penetrated into the ultimate reality. See all majority and reality as they really are. And finally attain Nibbana, the supreme bliss. If, however, the mind is not concentrated and unified, it is impossible to attain any insight.Not to make it enlightenment. As we look at this in the Yama Brahmad 282, really from meditation arises wisdom. Without meditation, wisdom one, wisdom one. Knowledge is twofold part of being and love. Let one so contact oneself that wisdom may increase.
修行了戒学之后，你应该修行定学，培育定力，也就是现在大家正在努力培育的。修行禅定的目的是为了降伏五盖，五盖就是 贪欲盖，嗔恨盖，昏沉睡眠盖，钓鱼后悔盖，疑盖。降伏五盖之后，就能使心净化，使心柔软，堪用与正直。然后以纯正的禅定力为工具，以被净化的心就能够透视究竟真理。如此以照见所有的名色法，最后能证悟至上安乐的涅槃。相反地，如果心还不能专注，还未得到净化，那么就不可能达到任何观智，更不用说涅槃了。正如佛陀在《法句经》第282义中所说的，透过禅修，智慧才会升起，若不禅修，智慧就会衰退。了解得与失之道这两方面以后，应当依照能够增长智慧的方法去执行。
看你说话说错了吧，就因为你妈妈。I, however, can only advise you what to do. As to write it or not to write it, the decision is in your hand.Because even the Buddha cannot force you to fight it. I hope one day you will realize for yourself that why it is important to meditate.
因此，首先你必须努力净化自己的心。然而，禅师只能建议你什么事是你应当做的。至于做或不做，则决定在你自己，因为即使佛陀也无法强迫你修行。希望有一天你会领悟修行的重要性。愿一切听众健康安乐。禅师的开示到这边结束。